This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. A brand new play had its world premiere last night at the Triad Stage in Greensboro. Brother Wolf is an Appalachian adventure with live mountain music loosely based on the epic poem Beowulf. Preston Lane wrote and directs the play. He joins me in the studio now. Preston, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Also with us, Laurelyn Dossett and Riley Bogus of Polecat Creek. Laurelyn wrote the music for Brother Wolf, and she and Riley are going to perform for us a little bit later in the program. Laurelyn and Riley, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Thank We're glad to be here.
Preston, Beowulf, did you really read that?
I did. Yeah. I didn't read it in high school, and I found the copy by accident in a bookstore. It was misshelved, and I picked it up, and I felt guilty that I hadn't read it, that I'd done the Cliff Notes, so I sat down and read it.
You did it, and so it turns out it's good?
It's fantastic, like it? Yeah. Particularly in the Seamus Heaney adaptation. Really wonderful.
And so here you take. This is the earliest surviving epic poem, we think, in English, and it is an epic, and you adapt that to the mountains of North Carolina. What made you think that would work?
I was working with an actor named Mike Abbott at the time, and he and I had talked about the fact that we were both from the Appalachian Mountains, and we had both gone to North Carolina School of the Arts, and one of the things that happens when you're an actor is that your regionalisms get trained out of you. Mm. And we were talking about the fact that we really wanted to have an opportunity to draw on our background in the work that we did. So when I read Beowulf, I thought this would be a great project to create for Mike. And an opportunity for us to do what we've been talking about, dreaming about doing.
Much of the portrayal of Appalachian theater, anyway, and cinema, I guess, is about the stereotypes, moonshine, hee-haw kind of stuff. And you're really taking a look at those negative stereotypes and also putting them in the context of myth and the great transcendent stories.
Yes. I was fortunate to take a class at Appalachian State when I was still in high school called Hollywood Appalachia. And it's amazing that there are maybe two or three films up to that point in the history of film that don't treat the Appalachian Mountains in a negative way. And I grew up with those images. I grew up with hee-haw and all those things coming at me, deliverance. And it made me ashamed, you know, of my background and my ancestors. And it was when I began to see that was someone else's view, and I didn't have to accept that view, that I realized it's something that I am proud of and something that I want to bring to my work.
So you worked with Laurelyn Dossett of Pole Creek and wrote the score. How did that come together? How did you two come together?
I knew her music from Polecat Creek, and particularly a song called Leaving Eden, which had been featured on the BBC. And I knew that she was a great storytelling songwriter. She lives in Greensboro and came to the theater, and I thought this would be a wonderful opportunity. You know, it's been a dream of mine to work on something that is Appalachian and has that music, because it's the music that I love. So the opportunity to work with someone and have new songs written was just a dream come true.
And Laurelyn, you were using the film Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which I suppose maybe is one of those films that has the positive spin, to help you describe Brother Wolf. In what ways are the two similar?
I think in the way that music comes into the story to set time and place and to create an atmosphere is the way it's most similar to A Brother. Another model for this play was, Lie of the Mind, that the Red Clay Ramblers did in New York years ago, where they used traditional music that came in and out of the scenes. And I actually saw that play in New York a long time ago, which is surprising because I haven't seen very many. But I haven't ever done this before, so I didn't really have a model. We just had our conversations and where the story was taking us. So,
well, what you have done a lot of is songwriting, and can we hear one of those now?
Yeah,
you're going to play "Wife of a Preacher." Right. Tell us a little bit about that song and its place in the play.
Yeah, it comes in. Brother Wolf is a preacher, and he's out there fighting evil, both with his Bible and his long sharp knife. And he comes upon the Spierdane family, and as the course of the story goes, he and Mabel Spierdane become an item, and she is very reluctant to get involved with the preacher. She says, "I don't cotton much to preachers," and I just thought that was a funny line, and that's where this idea came from. It's called Wife of a Preacher.
Let's hear it. We're going to hear, this is from Brother Wolf, which is right now in production, and we're going to hear Wife of a Preacher.
Right, okay. When I was just a young girl at my mother's knee, she'd hold me and speak of when I would marry. Well, never marry you, a gambler or a drunkard, cried she. And never marry you, a preacher, he's the worst of the three. He will court you well and dearly while you're fair and young. Pretty words like sweet music fall from his golden tongue. But the wife of a preacher is always alone. For the Lord, he is a-calling him far from the home. Oh, maiden, pretty maiden, will you marry me? For I long for sweet touch and good company. We will ride out o'er these mountains to the banks of the sea. Forsaking any other for the dear love of thee. Oh, mother, dear mother, your tears I can't stand. I will marry me the preacher, I will take his strong hand. For no man sparks this poor heart of fire like he can. Well, he may be a preacher, but he's still just a man.
Laurelyn Dossett, Riley Bogus of Pole Creek, singing Wife of a Preacher, one of the songs in Brother Wolf, which is on stage now at the Triad stage. Did I get that right? The Triad stage mm-hmm. in Greensboro. Opened last night. And Preston Lane, did you write the play first and then apply the music, or was it kind of a collaborative process throughout?
It was very much a collaborative process. Most of my writing has been adaptations of other existing plays or novels, and this is probably the least adapted of any work that I've ever done. I don't have a lot of discipline as a writer, so it's hard for me to sit down and just start writing something. And what I found was that by having a collaborative partner, someone that I could meet with and talk with and sort of dream ideas with, that I suddenly had the discipline I needed. And we worked. Sometimes the song would lead the way and sometimes the story would lead the way, but they're I think more integrated because of that collaboration.
Laurelyn, as you went through this process, did you start looking at the music in a different way when you tried to write music in the context of a story, in the context of a saga?
In some ways it was different. There are more constraints. Let's see. If I can think of an example, the goal was to make the songs sound old, and so there were a lot of constraints that go with that. Some is the style of the song, some is how the instruments would be applied to it. With Riley, playing fiddle or banjo, the language has to be simple. Sometimes it was hard because there would be a complex idea that I wanted to be able to say, but needed to do it in a way that would be my goal. I don't know if I succeeded, but my goal was for all of the songs to sound as though they could have been written 100 years ago.
Well, and there is a kind of a simple authenticity, a real directness in the lyrics in these songs. And if you get too highfalutin in your ideas,
exactly,
you can wreck the whole thing.
Exactly.
Huh?
There are a couple of songs where the play actually brings us back to present time. There's a storytelling element with present time and past. And so thankfully, as a songwriter, there were a few times where I could get a little more complicated with the lyrics and with the melody.
A lot of biblical references in here. Did you have to start going to Sunday school, or did you grow up with this?
Oh, no, I didn't have to. I grew up with it. It's kind of funny how the metaphors came very easily. I was raised in a you know, we went to church five times a week, and I memorized the hymnal, you know. So those images and stories were very easy for me to
draw. So for you, it was how many to keep out of the song.
Exactly.
It's from like, going right. from
how many,
turn
how
into
many
an
characters
opera.
From the Old Testament do you
that's
want
right,
in
it's
the song?
It's a big book. Would you do another one for us? How about
sure.
Annalise's song? Tell okay. us a little bit about that one.
This comes early in the play where we're meeting the Spiridane family, and we know that that the mother of this family is gone, but she's not really a character in the play. So this is telling us the backstory of the mother of Mabel. Story I'll tell of the woman they call Annalee. She had a fine son and she raised him up well, and a daughter as lovely as she. She sang for her darlings a sweet lullaby in the cool evening. Shadows grew long. The angels and nightingales gather in nigh just to hear Mother Annalee's song. I'll return to you, dear, in the dimming of day as the sparrow returns to her nest. I'll return to your dream. Hold your sweet weary head to my breast. Early one morning she rode into town to tend to her dear sister there. She kissed her two babies on cheek and on brow, and she left them with nary a care. Wind it did rise and the rain it did fall, the river a shadowy way. Sweet Annalee never heard danger's dark call and was swept to her watery grave. I'll return to you, dear, in the dimming. I'll return to your dreaming with each lullaby. Hold your sweet, weary head to my breast.
Laurelyn Dossett and Riley Bogus on violin from Polecat Creek, and from the new show, Brother Wolf. Playing at the Triad Stage in Greensboro, and the writer is here with us as well, Preston Lane. And Preston, this is an epic. This is a saga, a thing to stage, right?
It is indeed.
A lot going on.
It's there is a lot in it. It's got a lot of things it's dealing with too. We're revenge and forgiveness, and the idea of storytelling and why we tell stories. It's been an absolute joy, though, and I think it's really pushed our theater, which is a young theater, in adventurous and bold ways.
What's the next project? What the heck? You just opened last night. Why am I pushing you to the next project?
Well, you know, Laurelyn and I are already at work in a dreaming phase in another project. We're going to be the Rogers and Hart of Appalachian Theater.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to that. You're going to do another one for us?
We'd be glad to.
All right. Well, sure. I tell you what, Preston Lane, thank you very much for being here. Thank you, Laurelyn Dossett and Riley Bogus, for those great performances. Really appreciate it. Thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks for having Thanks. Us.
The play Brother Wolf is running right now through April 2nd at Triad Stage in Greensboro. Tickets available by calling Triad Stage box office. The number there is 336-272-0160. And if you didn't remember that, just go to triadstage.org and you'll find out all the information about Brother Wolf. And Laurelyn and Riley, what's this song called? Sweet Living Waters?
Sweet Living Waters. This song both opens and closes the play, and it's about our collective search for heroes. An
another year in the desert, as we wander in vain, our eyes blinded by ashes, our tongues silenced by flames. Lost tribe of Moses, sons and daughters of Cain, we look to the heavens and we wait for the rain. Oh, the river of Jordan is an ocean of fears. It's deep with our sorrows and it's salt with our tears. Deliver us over to heaven's bright shores and the sweet living waters where we'll thirst nevermore. We look for a savior, we make idols of stone, and here he's living among us, making plowshares of swords. See him there on the water, crowned with brambles and thorns. We look to the heavens, but he's one of our own. Oh, the river of Jordan is an ocean of fears. It's deep with our sorrows and it's salt with our tears. Deliver us all.
That's the state of things for today. Thank you for listening. If you have a comment about the program or want to hear an archived edition, you can go to the website at stateofthings.org. This is North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.